Okay, everyone, let's get started with our next session, which is remote work. And we have a very well-qualified speaker from Dell, Chris Hahn, who spent his early career with Vincent Elkins and has been at Dell since 2008, which is probably one of the leading employers in the area of remote work that there is. So, Chris, have the podium.
So, folks, you were supposed to get Audrey, who is the true expert in this subject matter. She's under the weather and couldn't be here today. When we were planning this conference last fall, I volunteered to be on a panel with her to give her some color commentary just because of the long experience we've had at Dell dealing with remote work. I'm going to go through the materials here. You're probably going to get a lot more color than the play-by-play, but there's a very comprehensive paper in the materials that is really a virtual checklist for all the myriad considerations that you need to be concerned about when you've got remote workers who you allow to travel into other states. In the early 2010s, Dell adopted a concept of remote work, called it Connected Workplace. And when the pandemic started, we were over 50% of our US-based employees working remotely for at least some time. It was mostly hybrid, mostly some in the office, but virtually 50% of the population was remote at least some days of the week. And so we started learning, you know, all the challenges that come with remote work. When the pandemic hit, that number obviously for a lot of people skyrocketed, and we went to, you know, well over 90%. The only folks who stayed in, you know, going to offices were factory workers, engineers in labs, you know, true essential workers who had to be there to keep the backbone of our operations running. And we embraced remote work back in the day because the phrase that our CHRO used was, work is an outcome, not a time or a place. And by being remote and remote flexible, we could greatly broaden our recruiting pool. We could really increase our diversity by tapping into, you know, employees that in states we'd never been in before. And so it was, you know, a super positive effect in a lot of ways. But what we learned is there are some sacrifices to having a remote workforce. Number one, it's really hard to maintain your culture if people don't have that face-to-face in-person interaction that happens in the office. Number two, it's hard to provide mentoring to new employees, particularly junior employees fresh out of school. And their development and their advancement in, you know, learning their jobs was a lot slower than it had historically been when they never had that face-to-face interaction. So timing is interesting. On May 8th of this year, we announced our new Return to the Office initiative, where anybody who lives within a one-hour commute of a major Dell office is expected to come to the office 3 days a week. Well, a lot of people had gotten really comfortable and built their lives around remote work, and there was some immediate pushback from, you know, the folks who didn't like this change. And, you know, change is change. Nobody likes change. And I was out there trying to, you know, preach the values of returning to the office. And I've given the same speech now the last, you know, month or so 100 times, and it's what I call the power of office osmosis. And just about everybody I've discussed this with is, I remember that happened to me. And what I'm talking about is I'm on the phone now, and Sarah on my team is sitting right next to me, and we're in a cube environment, so she can hear everything I'm saying, as opposed to being in her office. And so I'm on the call advising somebody in HR and say, no, pursuant to the policy, you can't do that. And I catch out of the corner of my eye her going like this. And I'm like, hang on, hit the mute button. What? And she said, no, we changed the policy last week. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah. And then she sends me a hot link because she simply overheard me saying something horrifically wrong. And now I have a chance to correct it real time and save myself a ton of work undoing the mistake that I was about to give in the bad advice. So there is some real value in returning to the office. And what we saw in the pandemic is, you know, at first there was a lot of reluctance and drag on this concept of moving remote. And then because of necessity, people figured out how to do it. And they figured out, you know, all the upsides of being remote and remote flexible. and found out that there were a whole lot of jobs that people said, could not be done remotely that actually could.